Well, it's late, but it's the news, according to me. Yeah, it's late. It's a late, late show for me today. It's 4.05 p.m. Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. You probably heard my dog barking in the background on, like, on the intro there. It is, I feel like my voice is already shot. What's going on with that? Not sure why. And I have a cup of chai here because I have not had a cup of chai today yet. I ended up having to go to Cincinnati yesterday and was not counting on that, was not planning on that. Went there, and then getting back this morning was a little bit of a problem, but I made it. I've been home since about noon, well, 1 o'clock, probably something like that. And I decided just to do a quick show. The problem I got up pretty early this morning. I probably would have had time to do a show. Doing a show on the road right now with my setup is not as easily done. If I could just throw something on and, you know, and do it. It's for some reason there's issues with my iCloud does not always transfer things over real well. I could very easily just post things from, I could record them on my iPad and then go from there. I can't do that. So I just, yeah, blah, 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 talk about my technical stuff. So the issues with us today, well, first of all, this show is going to be fairly short. However, tomorrow there will be a show, tomorrow morning, pretty sure there's going to be a show, unless there's some kind of technical issue, but tomorrow planning on having a show. And possibly Thursday and Friday, but tomorrow's show is pretty much in the can as far as being able to get that done as far as schedule-wise, which is, well, as far as I know, it's a good thing. Now, having said that, I don't know, other than having my cup of chai here, you need to know what's in my backup cup. And this is a very bizarre thing. I have a cup that says Chick-fil-A on it. However, it's not just Chick-fil-A. It is sweet tea. I did get a sweet tea today from Chick-fil-A. However, I ended up putting in my leftover apple cider into the last little bit of sweet tea. So it's actually pretty good. Kind of, it just kind of adds to this kind of it just kind of gives it a little different mellower, kind of mellows out the apple cider a little bit and enhances the tea. So it's the best of both worlds. I have just a couple things I want to talk about. One is the main thing, of course. Now these protests are still going on. There's all kinds of things. I've already talked about the pause. This whole thing with Biden now is putting on pressure. They're trying to find. They don't really care. Here's the thing about these people. They don't care about what goes on in Gaza or what Israel does. The only reason they say they care about anything or say anything about it is because of their elected status. They can't. Whenever these people just pick a side and go with it and drill down on it, they think that that's what's winning the focus groups. They can't win the argument. They don't have an argument for you. They don't have any way to tell you why they believe what they believe. And this is where it becomes political theater. It becomes political. They'll change their drama. They'll just change things from one minute to the next. This was very obvious during the whole COVID thing. You were an enemy of the country. You were a murderer. You were killing people if you believed that ivermectin was a valuable use against COVID. Medicinal use against COVID. Now, of course, Cuomo has now admitted that he's taking it. Chris, the CNN anchor, former CNN anchor, has admitted now he's taking ivermectin. Now he's taking a regimen of ivermectin. I guess he has lingering symptoms or something's going on with him. I'm not sure what it is. Of course, he claims he's vaccinated. I don't know what's going on with that. So, we've got all that going on. These people are, and you'd think there'd be an apology. He doesn't apologize. He's mad at everybody else. This mass psychosis thing is very real. And it feeds on itself. I heard this term when I was younger kid. And me and a buddy of mine, we were very critical of certain organizations. And we would get together and just talk about these organizations. And we'd start getting all hyped up about it. And young people have this need to feel like they're important and doing something to change the world. And they've got nothing else to do. So they'd sit around and nitpick something and they go after it. And they next thing you know, they're drilling a thing into the ground and they got all the right reasons for, you know, doing what they're doing. But that's all they have to do. They don't have anything else to do. And so they're in the midst of this kind of stuff. Well, that's what me and this other kid did. And this lady approached us one time. She said, you know, you two feed off of each other. You guys shouldn't be talking to each other even. She basically said, you guys need to stay apart. She basically trying to tell us that we shouldn't be talking to each other because we feed on each other. And all we do is escalate these issues. At the time I was like, what are you talking about? Because we're right. You know, we were right. There's no doubt about the fact that we were pointing out things that were true. The problem was where we were taking it. And our ability to just basically kind of, I don't know, just rumble the stuff on and on. And so this is what happens to today's youth, in my opinion, is that's what they're doing. They're out there thinking they're saving the world. They're gonna lay their lives down for the cause. They glue themselves to something. I'm seeing it in old people now. I saw these two old ladies. The Magna Carta. If we're familiar with the Magna Carta and what it is, you probably should read it. It's kind of hard to understand to read. It's because it's in the oldest Elizabethan language, I believe. But it's kind of difficult to understand. But what it is basically is saying basically that the king doesn't have power over the people anymore. And there were a couple people, and maybe they knew what they were doing. But these old ladies were trying to bust into this case that contained the Magna Carta, I guess to destroy it. There was some kind of protest going on. I'm not sure what they were doing. Maybe they wanted to go back to a dictatorship. I don't know what that was about. Okay, you know, a kingly dictatorship. That's basically just a dictatorship. And I don't know. I don't know if that's what they're doing or not, but they had this spike and they were trying to hit this thing with a hammer to bust it open. Like tap, tap, tap. They weren't even really trying to smack the thing. They just didn't know what they were doing. They couldn't handle the tools. They had the tools, but they just didn't know how to handle them. And I don't think they would have been able to bust through it anyway. I think they were working at it pretty hard. But what amazes me is how long they were doing it before anybody even confronted them or stopped them. I was like, where's security here? They don't have any. I don't know. Or maybe it was such a secure thing and didn't worry about security. I don't know. You know, but the very thing that they're complaining about is the very thing it's what the Magna Carta protects them from. But they don't see it that way. This is one of those things where people are so blinded by their rage that they have no more self-respect. They have no self-introspect, no self-awareness. So it's very dangerous. We have to be very cautious with this stuff. And how people perceive what is going on around them and how they perceive themselves in their own little world. It's very, very, very interesting. Now, having said that, the leftist media is imploding. Now, what bothers me about this, you know, I'm glad to see that they're finally coming around to the fact that, hey, you know what, even, you know, this Fareed Zakaria, he's even said, you know what, you know, we've gone too far with this stuff. We've pushed it too far. Well, the genie's out of the bottle, folks. You've already squeezed the toothpaste out of the tube here. You've created this monster that now people believe is true. You're going to have riots, and you guys are at the core of this thing. You guys were what started this whole. You guys were the ones stirring the pot the whole time, entire time. And I guarantee you, if and when Trump gets reelected, there are going to be. You thought the first demonstrations were big with the little pink hats and the stuff that was going on for a couple of days during the inauguration time. If you thought that was something, just wait. This guy shows up at a rally. I think it was in New Jersey. This is supposedly supposed to be, which is just around the corner from, you know, he's basically what he's doing is they're telling him he's got to stay in New York. Okay, I'll stay in New York. So he's going out and campaigning on his bricks. They're estimating there may have been about 100,000 people show up for a rally in New Jersey for Donald Trump. This is supposed to be a completely blue state. And all these people, now, I don't know how many of those people were from out of state. But, again, like I said, like I said yesterday, the polls have a tendency to lag behind where the country is really, the direction that the country is really heading in. I think that they have, and they are, we're talking almost every state in the country right now. Every battleground state is definitely leaning Trump. And keep this in mind, in 2016, they were not leaning Trump. They thought he was going to lose because of the polls. Now, I think the polls are kind of messed up. They keep the polls going a certain way for very clear reasons. They want to get donations. They want to make sure that this happened with Nikki Haley. It was going on now with what's her name as well? Not Nikki Haley, but what's the other? The dog killer. What's her name? She's not a dog killer. Governor of Idaho, wherever she's at, whatever she's at, Wyoming, maybe. I don't know. Not Wyoming. What's her name? Not Carrie Lake. Not. I need more brain food. I need a nap is what I need. I about fell asleep on the drive home. Christy Noem. All I needed was to let that chai soak into my body a little bit. Christy Noem apparently is not in consideration for being a VP. Now, the Christy Noem campaign was out there saying that they were putting it out there that she was. It wasn't her campaigning, to be fair. It was a PAC group that was telling everybody that because they were trying to raise funds. They were trying to keep money coming into her. Now, at least that's the way I understand it. Maybe I'm getting it wrong. Maybe it wasn't Christy Noem. Maybe it was Carrie Lake. Not Carrie Lake. Maybe it was Carrie. Yeah, somebody. I can't remember. I really need a nap at this point. Let's see if I can just pull it up here. Christy Noem, like a garden gnome. VP. Consideration. See if I can find anything about it. Should come up right away with this whole thing. Christy Noem VP chances shot after dog killing. Noem's book rollout has put the governor in an unwanted spotlight. Haley back under consideration for Trump VP. This is it. It was actually Nikki Haley. Christy Noem's chances of that. There are other reasons. Christy Noem. Let's see what we got here. We got Noem up in smoke. Scott Brigham rise. Donald Trump disgusted by Christy Noem killing her 14. I doubt it. I think that's not happening. Nikki Haley back under consideration for Trump VP report. I just don't think this is happening. This will not happen. This was 3 days ago, I guess. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and former President Candle did a. And former President Trump candidate. Yeah, what did I say? And former President Donald Trump may be getting closer to burying the hatchet since the end of the brutal 2024 Republican primary. Their renewed relationship might even entail a partnership of both. Now, this is more likely. I think Haley thinks that she's got the chance to be the VP. I think that her campaign, this PAC group, their group wants. They're all trying to raise money. What this is all about. And again, like I said, it's all about getting the funds, getting the money, getting the campaign, getting the power, winning the election. That's what it's all about. So that's what they're doing. And it's always about that. It doesn't matter where, with the Democrats, it doesn't matter where the issue, what the issue is. It's what they think they can win on. And the only thing they think they can win on is the opposite of whatever the Republican. They can't run the same thing Republicans want. Now, when it comes to the Congress, they typically, for some reason, they seem to always be able to get everybody on board with going for, except for, of course, the Rashida Tlaibs and the Ilhan Omars in the group that are pro-Palestine, they're pro-Hamas. There's some interesting information out there now, and I'll be talking about this more this week, but there's some interesting stuff going on right now with some of this. This one fellow who is the son of Hamas, the Hamas leader, who has come out in this whole thing, he says there's no distinguishing between Hamas and the Palestinians in Gaza. He said there's very few of them there that don't support Hamas, or they're not a part of Hamas, or this whole idea of eradicating the Jews from the face of the planet, which, by the way, is genocide. That's what the definition of genocide. They don't just want the Jews wiped out from Israel. They want the Jews wiped out from the face of the planet. They don't want them on the planet. They want them all killed. They don't want Judaism to be a part of anything. And they believe they are justified in such thinking through the teachings about the Quran. The Quran doesn't actually... there are things about the Quran that contradict itself to the degree that it basically says that the Bible is true, therefore the Quran can't be true. If nothing in the Quran is, in fact... But they say it's been corrupted. The Bible has been corrupted. Therefore, that's why the Quran says that the Bible was true, but that was back when it was true. Now it's been corrupted. Which, ironically, is what has happened to the Quran. It's actually been corrupted. There are teachers that have gone away. This happens all the time in religions. All the time. It doesn't matter what religion it is. You get leaders that take on this weird stuff. So many denominations have this tendency to have their own little pet stuff that they work on. There is a particular denomination. I would have joined this denomination. I would have been at least a part of this one particular church. It was a part of a denomination. But there's one thing I couldn't get past, which, ironically, they teach. This is part of their theology. This is part of their teaching, is that we are a priesthood of all believers. We are a priesthood of all believers. Now, get this. We're a priesthood of all believers. However, here's the problem. They do not allow or recognize a lay person to be able to do the holy sacraments of communion. They believe a pastor, that is certified by their denomination, is the only one who can do communion service. I cannot get past that. That's just one thing. I'm sure there are many others that I would find if that's something that they're doing. Excuse me. But that comes down from a Roman Catholic theology. You have to realize, during the Dark Ages, the Bible, which was in Latin, because nobody spoke Latin, was chained to a pulpit so that the people couldn't get to it and read it themselves. When Gutenberg started printing the Bible, so that all the people could read it in their own language. By the way, he was martyred by the Catholic Church. for doing that. There's some very bad things in the history of some of the denominations out there. Now, if you're Roman Catholic, I'm not saying that you were a part of that. I'm not blaming you for something that somebody did 1,000 years ago. Or 500 years ago, whenever. No. I'm just saying you need to know your history. I'm amazed that Glenn Beck, this is one of those things where I always had this question in the back of my mind. Every time I would hear Glenn digging into something and he's going to find the truth out about this, you question, trust but verify. Oh, he'd always talk about, we're going to go deep into research on this. He's always talking about, he never really did it. His team did. He would always kind of get facts. There's enough things wrong. And I was like, I don't think he's the one that did this research on this because he's getting some things wrong. However, it always amazed me that someone who was that, serious about digging into the truth and finding out things about history and going back into, the history of our documents and all this, that he would literally be following Joseph Smith. Apparently, you haven't looked into the background and the history of your own religion. It is weird, to say the least. And if you can't see the cult-like nature of it, I'm sorry, folks. If you're a Mormon and listen to this, I beg of you to get out of that religion. It's not just another Christian faith. It's not. There are a lot of things that I think I hear people twisting scripture all the time especially when they're trying to sell something. It just makes my stomach turn. And they pretend like they're being some kind of ministers of the gospel, that they're, moving in the spirit, doing this and that, whatever it is. In the meantime, they're trying to sell you something. And I'm sorry, I don't see that model anywhere in the book of Acts. Well, it's a different culture. No. We are the culture. We create the culture. We don't just do whatever the culture is doing and Christianize it. The Christian culture should be what affects the world, not the other way around. It's a very tough pill to swallow sometimes, but it
amazes me
to hear people get loose and fast with some of the scriptures out there just to get something supposedly for you, but it's not really for you. It's for them, but it is. Anyway, this show is going a lot longer than I thought it would. I thought I was going to make a 15-minute show, but here I am going on with all this stuff. So tomorrow morning, there will be a show fairly early tomorrow morning, because I do have to head out later in the morning. However, tomorrow morning, I'll be able to get a show in. So I want to thank you folks for listening this afternoon. I don't know if anybody will actually listen this afternoon since they're not going to be watching for the show, but we'll see what happens to them. We'll see. It'll be an interesting experiment to see if it's like 10,000 more listeners or something today. Because I started so late. I might just start doing all my shows late. Maybe I should do a late night show. Then I've got to compete against, What's that show? I don't remember what it is. It's, Up All Night. What is the one? I can't even think. Boy, folks, I'm losing it. I'm losing my brain here. I gotta take a nap. Yeah. Coast to coast. That's what it is. So, it was a pretty interesting show. Interesting. So the guy was a pretty smart guy. But anyway, pray for our nation, folks. I'll see you tomorrow morning. God bless. Have a great night.